All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You gonna do this? Okay, fine. That's all I needed. That's all I needed for him to do that. And it became personal with me.
For me, anger was good. Anger was good because it was motivating. The more I could create an enemy, the more I wanted to go out and kill those guys.
I've been listening to them laugh my whole career. An Irishman win a fight in the UFC? Hell no. Laugh. Laughs all around. Hell no. He's all talk. He's all hype. He's a joke. The sound of laughter and the sound of doubt motivates me.
I saw you celebrate my losses like I wasn't gonna win again.
You gotta wanna be successful so bad that you forget to eat. That's how bad you gotta want it.
I'm just wondering if you are bold enough, daring enough, if you can believe in your dream again, if you can get committed, if you can make it personal. It's personal.
Because it's about you.
It's personal.
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 It's personal. It's personal.
Once I talked to Cuss, and Cuss talked to me over and over again, over and over again, every night, for hours and hours, I just never had to worry about nobody ever bullying me again. Because I knew I would kill them if they fucked with me.
You've got to create a lot of different emotion to heighten your sense of awareness and focus.
It's about you ultimately actively moving through your emotions rather than being stopped by them towards a goal.
I think when change hits and it's personal, that's when the perspective shift comes.
Get into something that's really personal, that means something to you. I think that's the key to what we do. It's gotta be personal.
It's up to you to carry on. Remember, you owe you something. Continue to believe that. We all have desires and dreams. Make your dream a reality.
I'm talking concrete commitment. The commitment that says, can I stay true to what I said I would do long after the mood that I've set it in has left?
See, when you get personal, when you make it personal, everything changes.
Don't make it personal. What a joke. It has been personal. When week after week, I'm choked up, fighting back tears with every sentence, it's personal. I have waited my whole life. I will wait no more.
That's why they say many are called, few are chosen.
Ooh.
It's about you having a vision of possibility for yourself that has to do with being great.
Because I'm going to make it personal. Because it's always been personal to me.
On the other side of your fear is a fulfilled destiny. How bad do you want it?
Be a dangerous man. Now, being dangerous is not being a threat. They're two different things. And it's not about going out and lifting weights and walking around with your chest and shoulders up, hulking around saying, I'm dangerous. Very rarely is that a dangerous man. Often the most dangerous man in the room is the quietest man in the room.
You should be a monster. You know, because everyone says, well, you should be harmless, virtuous. You shouldn't do anyone any harm. You should sheath your competitive instinct. You shouldn't try to win. You don't want to be too aggressive. You don't want to be too assertive. You want to take a back seat and all of that. It's like, no, you should be a monster, an absolute monster, and then you should learn how to control it.
You need endurance. You need stamina to reach some goals. You're not going to hit the million with the first investment. You're not going to hit the home run always at first swing. But resiliency says, I belong here and I deserve another shot. I want my opportunity. Give me my opportunity.
You can't be a good man if you're not a dangerous man.
It's like, is there something wrong with being competitive? There's something wrong with cheating. There's something wrong with being a tyrant. There's something wrong with winning unfairly. All of those things are bad, but you don't want people to win?
This is your life, my friend. And I'm sure when it's all said and done, you don't want to look back and see that you wasted it. This is your life, my friend. So you stand up. This is your life, my friend. So you rise up. This is your life, my friend. So you keep going. This is your life, my friend.
so you never give up. This is your life, my friend. You need to keep going. This is where you take control.
I need you to know that you're called, you're armed, and you're dangerous.
So you found out that the secret sauce in your life is the guy in your mirror. That it's not some outside variable that's going to come and save you. The Calvary's not coming. It's up to you, baby. Get up off the couch. I got to go leave the cave, kill something, and drag it home. You found that truth in that moment.
Despite my doubts and all of those sort of things, I'm going to put my trust in that and try and then go for things and not be scared to fail and not be driven by fear and all those sort of things, because it's personal.
It's about your journey, your goals.
Listen to me, you got it. You have to eat the dream. You have to sleep the dream. You have to dream the dream. You have to see it when nobody else sees it. You have to feel it when it's not tangible. You have to believe it when you cannot see it.
Do they have what it takes? Are they willing to do whatever it takes? A lot of people give up. That's just that's just the truth.
Come on, there are too many people riding on you. You got a mother. She's been doing everything she can to put food on the table. You got to do it for her. You got a father that's counting on you. You got to do it for him. You got some siblings that are watching you right now. You got to do it for them. But guess what else? You got to do it for you.
Because deep down in every human being, they want to see the greatest version of themselves. But most people quit. Most people stop believing.
It's personal. It's personal. You gotta make it personal.
No matter what challenges I face, no matter what the statistics are, I will maintain unwavering faith that I can achieve the outcome that I want. And if I don't, I'll be at peace with it. That was my why. I'm willing to do everything in my power to fulfill my potential and become the best version of myself. It's an unwavering faith in possibility. That's it.
You gotta get fueled on the inside and say, now is my time.
And it's about you.
It's personal.
Yes.
It's about your core. It's about your mindset.
What do you actually want?
How do you want all of your life to go?
I believe everything happens for a reason, but I think we get to choose the reason.
And I decide my fate.
Nothing that you want will manifest itself unless you aim for it. And you won't aim for it unless you know what it is. And you won't know what it is unless you ask yourself. And then you might say, well, why don't you ask yourself? And the answer is, well, maybe no one ever explained to you that you needed to, which is a crucial issue. And then maybe you don't also trust yourself. If you had the job or career track that would motivate you, just hypothetically, what might that look like?
This is dreams we're talking about. We're talking about dreams.
It's just really rigid. If you become the best, you have to almost become fanatical. You know, this is my life. This is all I live for. This is my air. This is everything.
Dreams require sacrifices. People don't want to sacrifice.
Yeah. Following your dreams is a lonely, solitary, scary, dangerous pursuit. You can't wait for somebody to think you can do it.
And when you get to the point where all you want to do is be successful as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. And I'm here to tell you, number one, that most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want to party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep.
Nobody knows but you. You can't get advice on what you should do with your life.
You take control of the circumstances. You take control of the outcome. You take control of your life.
It's in our hands. It's on us. And nobody can make that decision for us.
It doesn't start with them and they. It starts with me.
Whatever the fuck you're doing, just prove to yourself it's the shit that you want to be doing. Build around that.
This is the only life that I have. And I'm going to take the leap of faith. I'm going to jump in it. I must live what's in me. And all of us have something in us that we must live. And if we don't know what it is right now, we must create it or we must find it. All of us have this, whatever this something is, that gives our life that meaning, that value, that power, and that happiness.
See, when you get married, need to purpose, married to destiny, married to who you've been destined to be. Everything changes.
It's not about external validation. No. It's about your relationship to yourself. You know, and you know when your head hits the pillow at night and when you wake up in the morning, what that relationship looks like.
It's not about them. It's about you.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know what you've been called to do, what you've been called to accomplish, what you've been destined to build. It's time to take a deep dive into the deeper parts of yourself, the parts of you that nobody sees. When you take something personal, it gets personal. I'm not just putting on the front. I'm not just here in public to make you smile and applaud me and support me and make comments and share my video. I'm not here. I make this thing personal. Everything that I do in public, I've done it in private. And so I'm just asking you, don't just scream on a stage or be connected to millionaires or strive to be a CEO or an investor or a politician or an athlete or a musician or a singer. I'm just wondering, can you conquer in the dark? When you make it personal, what you do behind closed doors matters. So I'm just wondering, when you gonna make it personal? You're gonna make it about what it looks like that nobody sees. The part of you that nobody sees, where's your integrity behind the scenes? Come on, where are your values behind the scenes? What do your habits look like behind the scenes? Come on, what kind of work are you putting in behind the scenes? Come on, drop down and give me 50. Come on, write it again. Come on, believe it again. Come on, sing again. Record the song again. Come on, I'm talking to that athlete. I'm talking to that musician. Come on, who are you out there? That philosopher, that engineer, that thought leader, that critical thinker, come on, that captain of industry, I'm talking to you when your personal life lines up with your purpose. Then public authority is yours. You want influence? I'm not talking about just fame. I'm talking about influence, the power to change people's lives. Can you stretch yourself? Can you condition yourself? Come on, can you believe again? Can you see it again? Can you write again? Can you make this thing personal? That it doesn't start with the people connected to you. It starts with you. It doesn't even start with your past. It starts with where you are and where you're going. Can you look ahead? Can you stretch forth? Can you condition yourself? Can you prepare yourself for the next thing? Come on, make it personal. It doesn't start with everybody. It starts with me, because people will leave you for dead. And then what's your why? What did God put in you? Release it to the world. If it's going to be personal, make it personal. Don't just be great in public, be great in private. What you do in dark, if I pulled up your search history, what would I find? Would you still be an example to the world? If I went through your closet, if I went through your basement, if I went through your attic, if I went through your center console, if I went through your house, how personal is your purpose? Every single day, you are either losing ground or gaining ground. The choice is yours. But this time, make it personal. If you're gonna do it, if you're gonna accomplish it, if you're gonna achieve it, even if you're confused and it's cold and it looks crazy, and you're gonna need to know the difference between contribution and commitment, because they're two very different things. See, everybody wants to contribute to destiny, but nobody wants to be committed to destiny. You wanna contribute to the idea that you can be something. You wanna contribute to the idea that something's gonna come of the sacrifice that you have made, but you have not sacrificed, you have not suffered. You are not committed. When you are committed, you give everything you have. Every single week, every single day, every single hour, every single minute, 720 hours a month, You are beating on your craft. Even when you're at work, you're dreaming, you're thinking, you're vision casting, you're writing it down, making it plain, communicating to your destiny connections so that it can become a reality. If you can see it in your head, you can hold it in your hands. But the question I want to answer is, are you committed? I'm just wondering if you are bold enough, daring enough, if you can believe in your dream again, if you can get committed. See, when you get personal, when you make it personal, everything changes. Because you see, you made it about your girlfriend last time. You made it about your boyfriend last time. You made it about your kids last time. And your kids started acting up and then you let the dream go. It's got to start with you and God first. Listen, God put a gift inside of everybody. And it's our responsibility to release it to the world. This time, it's personal. So do it for your loved ones. Do it for your wife. Do it for your husband. Do it for your children. Do it for generations to come. Come on, after you're dead and gone, what will they say about what you did? Yes, there's so many people depending on you, but it's got to start with you and the man upstairs. What he put in you, make it personal. Everything in my life breathes and eats this purpose that I have. I gotta make it personal. It starts with me. When it starts with me, it ends with me. I don't know where you are in your game of life. You may be in your third quarter. You may be in your fourth quarter. Come on, you're not gonna live forever, not in this world, come on. You may be in your first quarter, your second half, and this time it's gotta be personal. See, last time you were just running through the plays. Last time you were just running the songs that you rehearsed in rehearsal. Last time you were just going through the motions and you got numb, come on, and you got tired and weary, and now you're broken and bitter and angry because you lost. And I'm just wondering if you're courageous enough, bold enough, if you have enough faith, come on, if you have enough inside of you, resilience, to come back to the scene and make it personal. It's rain, sleet, or snow. Keep building. And so this time it's got to be personal. And you may not feel qualified. You may not feel like you are educated enough. You may not feel like you're connected enough. You may not think that enough people are aware of you, cognizant of you, because you don't have a blue check and you're not a celebrity yet. But you got to work hard in silence. You gotta work when nobody's watching. You gotta sacrifice behind the scenes. You gotta take it personal. When you take it personal, your private life changes. Everybody wants public authority, but nobody wants private discipline. When your habits change behind the scenes, when your private life begins to shift, when you put aside the things that are not serving you, if you can make it personal, it's personal. It doesn't start with them and they. It starts with me. It starts with me. So make it personal. Let yourself go. Fall free into it. Step into it. You are worthy. You are an unrepeatable miracle, and there is none like you in all the earth. There will never be another you. Your DNA, your fingerprint. Come on. Your gait, your presence, your authenticity. Come on. You're special. You're special, and you're necessary.
You've never looked at yourself in the mirror and said, you let you down. Until you get to that point, you let you down. Tell me what you're complaining about. Winners complain. Winners want to hear themselves talk. Champions do not complain. Why? Because they're focusing on what they said they wanted to do as a goal. So the only thing you're missing now is, are you willing to get up and do the work? Well, we gonna complain, y'all. We're gonna work. You have a chance to control your destiny. That, my friend, is the American dream, not a Cadillac.
I need you to give you your best. Come on, I'm pleading with you. Look, I'm gonna say it one more time. I need you to give you your all. I didn't say your kids. I didn't say your spouse. I didn't say your best friend. I need you for the next 30 days to give you every single thing you got.
So do me a favor, do you want it or not?
The truth is, you gotta find something within.
You gotta find something within, and that's gotta push you, and that's gotta elevate you, and that's gotta drive you, and that's gotta move you.
Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said, I'm not getting up on time. I'm not going to work on time. I'm not putting in 120% when I'm at work. I let me down. You are a champion. Think like one. I value myself enough to give 120% or don't do it.
Rich people don't waste time. They realize it's their most important commodity. They don't watch a lot of TV. They don't do a lot of entertainment. If they're not working, they're studying their craft and getting better at their craft.
I would love to tell you that on the road to success, everything is going to work out. It's not. It's going to be a dog fight.
You want what it looks like, but you don't want what it feels like.
It's hard. It's tough.
The investment is worth it.
I'm telling you, set a standard. I went and got my GED, then I got my four-year degree, then I got my master's degree, then I got my PhD. And I ain't smart, but I set a standard so when my kids came in this world, they mama got a master's, they daddy got a PhD, they at least got to finish high school. I set a standard. Multi-millionaire as a speaker from the bottom up. I set a standard.
Right? And so what I had to learn how to do was, I had to say, yo, when the lights go off, who is Eric? What am I working on? What's my North Star? What's important to me? What makes me happy?
And when you find out what your why is, and your why gotta be deeper than you, when you find your why, you don't hit snooze no more. When you find your why, you find a way to make it happen.
You have full permission to be your greatness right now. You have full permission to be your greatness. Whoever, whatever your greatness is, you have full permission to be that right this second.
Like, get to a point that if nobody else gives you any likes or nobody ever comments on your stuff or nobody ever says you great, you great. You're happy with what you do. Like, you love yourself and you happy and you do it for you.
The dream is yours, but you're saying, I'm not worthy of the dream. You're probably not, but it's been given to you anyway. I'm not smart enough. You're probably not, but it doesn't matter. It was given to you, and is now your responsibility to do something with it. You've been given it. It's the gift that you never opened. It's the gift. It's yours.
Do what you say you're gonna do, and you make no excuses, and you don't let nothing get in your way.
I left. I was like, I gotta be in control of my life. And I wasn't mad at nobody. I'm not mad at nobody now. It's just, I feel like I gotta be in control. If something go wrong, I want it to go wrong on my dime, not yours. I don't wanna play by your rules. I wanna play by my rules. Take control. Go for it. Please, you have to hear this. When I say I need you to be intentional and deliberate, hear me, I want to paint the picture. You have one team that has the ability to score. They have the ability to do well. They have the ability to score on the opponent. What their challenge is that they can't do it, they can't sustain it. You have one team that's good in spurts. You have another team that's dominant. The teams that are dominant because they can do it from beginning to end, right? Listen to me, and they can do it team after team after team, right? They can do it over and over and over. They dominate because they put pressure on you from the time you start to the very end. Like, oh, even when they're up, they continue to dominate. And your problem is you're not intentional and deliberate. You wake up on Monday and you might be strong, but by Wednesday, are you hearing what I'm telling you? You're not intentional and deliberate. You are hoping that the best is going to happen to you, and the best never happens to you.
Like, and this is critical. What don't you have? Because all these things are going to stop you from getting to that next level. What don't you have in terms of getting to that next level? What don't you currently have? Because what you don't have, you need to start doing your homework so you can what? So you're going to get that. You owe yourself. I didn't get here making excuses. It's your life. Only one person can stop you from making that become a reality, and that's you. And a lot of y'all scared. Just walk into it. Stop running from it, because your life ain't sweet. It ain't like your life sweet from running. What's my North Star? Why am I here? What's my purpose? Like, leave your mark. That's why I'm so happy. I ain't happy because of no house. I ain't happy because of no cars. I know my purpose. But with this right here and your skill set, this thing can take you wherever you want to go and then take your kids wherever you want them to go. And you complain because coach wants you to work and practice so you can get what you said you wanted. You mad at coach because he ain't gonna let you take no shortcuts, because ain't no shortcuts on the next level. Y'all think this hard? Wait till you get to the pros. Most people were closer than they ever thought they were to finishing that big thing, but they never finished it because they didn't feel like finishing it. Or they were doing it and it was pain. And most people quit in the pain because the pain hurts so bad that they don't know if they want to keep going to get to go. But you've got to take your focus off of what's not happening and put your focus on what can happen. So if you're focusing on the negative, that's what you're going to get. That's what you're going to see. No more blaming. No more. I don't want to hear it no more. I don't want to hear this teacher did me wrong. This professor did me wrong. My mentor didn't. My mama didn't. My daddy didn't. Stop the blaming. If it's your life, I need you to take complete ownership of it. It's your life. I don't want to hear no more excuses. You blame, that's what you do. You make excuses for why you broke. You make excuses for why you stuck. And it is easier to make it somebody else's fault than to man up and look in the mirror and say it was your fault. It's easy to put it on somebody else. Why? Because then you ain't got to do nothing. There is no excuse for not living up to your fullest potential. No excuse.
In this life, there will always be obstacles. There will always be challenges. There will always be giants. It hasn't been easy, but it's time to win. It's time to win. You are going to need vision. Before you win, you're going to have to see it. Winning this battle. In this life, there will always be a man, a woman, a boy, a girl, or a team who will face impossible odds. And somehow, through some combination of courage, will, grit, and a mustard seed of faith, they'll manage to overcome. If a man can master discipline, then there is nothing he can't win. It starts on the battlefield of your mind. This is where the war is won. Remember your why. It is the why that gets us the win. And it is the why that gives us the power to persevere through the how. All you have is all you need.
I have waited my whole life for this moment. Thank you to everybody that doubted me. Here's to everybody that doubted me. Here's to everybody that stopped believing in me. Here's to everybody that counted me out. If nobody believes in you, you gotta make it up in your mind that all you have is all you need. It is the battles that you face today that prepare you for tomorrow's wars. You are fighting for your family. You are fighting for your legacy. What you are fighting for is bigger than you. Do not forget this. There will be many giants in your life. There will be depression. There will be anxiety. There will be oppression. There will be overwhelm. Will you buckle under the pressure, or will you rise to the occasion? Stop praying that the storm will pass over you and pray to grow through the storm. Stop going around it, go through it. Some fights are not won in the first round. Flat out, and the moment that you get that and you get crystal clear and you accept the fact that there are some giants that you will not defeat,
in the first round. You are a disciplined, desperate, dangerous fulfiller of destiny.
Dangerous is the one who owns a dream. I say it again. Dangerous is the one who owns a dream. I didn't say rent a dream. I didn't say lease a dream. I didn't say Airbnb a dream. I said own the dream. Go down to the title agency. Put the money down and buy that dream so that you own it. And that dream can never be taken away from you. Dangerous is the one who masters their thinking. Dangerous is the one who ain't afraid to sweat. Dangerous is the one who won't quit. Dangerous is the one who knows their identity. Self-awareness is the starting point for living a life of victory. Until you know your true value, your self-worth, your calling will continue to elude you. Those who continue to run from being who they were made to be disqualify themselves from greatness. The enemy is hoping that you never discover your true identity, that you are beautiful, strong, and amazing, and that you deserve the best that life has to offer. He's hoping that you never hear this message. Here's why it's important, because if you can't see yourself, how will you ever see opportunity?
You know what, my friend? I think you're capable of much, much more. So bring it out. Bring it out every single day that you live on this earth. Bring it out every single day that you open your eyes. Bring it out every single day. Bring out the best version of yourself, my friend. Because we still have work to do.
You already know what failure feels like. You already know what it feels like to quit, to stop, to throw in the towel, to sit on the couch. But do you know what it's like to give everything that you have and push and persevere? Life doesn't get any easier. It doesn't get more forgiving. We just get stronger and we get more resilient. Run after your dream! Run after your idea! Run after your goal! What is it that you have been called to do? Get up and run after it!
Action will reflect that which you are dreaming in your mind, and the world will begin to see that which you are believing for. The ones who rocked the world, the ones who made history, the ones we call legends, they dream with their eyes closed. They didn't set the limits of their imagination to the world they were currently living in. They dreamed the world the way they wanted it to be. Once ownership has been taken of a dream, of a vision, it creates a power inside one to bend and shape reality until it looks like an exact copy of that which is held in the mind. I dare you to dream.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.